Hello, everyone. It's Sushi Bentovox here. Today, I'm concerned with. I'm here with Dynamite, who is doing ELA homework.
Yeah.
Wow.
I also believe it's too late. So.
I already did that. It is pretty easy once you got the gist of it.
Yeah, I'm most likely going to finish question 3, so I don't get like a full F.
So you're just gonna get like a F plus.
Yeah.
Boy, your expectations are real low.
Why else would you think that somebody would like me, huh? I don't care, especially when it comes to food. I will literally eat any type of food.
Just because food is on a table doesn't mean you're obligated to eat it, although it's tempting.
I steal people's food sometimes. I like food.
Sometimes?
Most of the time.
Most of the time?
All the time.
Okay.
This is why I have friends.
I should really bring my Uno cards, but then again, I don't feel like... My purse is heavy, and it gives me shoulder cramps, but then I'm doing it's just like, no.
That's not heavy.
No, I mean... How would you know, Daniel?
I just lifted it up. That's how I know.
When everything is in there, it's heavy.
No, it wouldn't. My grandmother keeps everything in her purse, and I can still hold it fine.
Then I mean, like, on your shoulder constantly for the entire day.
I know, I've done that before.
Really? With what?
With my grandmother's purse, since we were off shopping and she said, hold my purse. For a few hours, I had to sit there holding a purse.
Well, just.
I have an awesome family.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. My family isn't, okay, one side of my family, it's elegant and formal. On the other side of my family, we don't talk about that.
Yeah.
Really, Daniel? Really?
No.
Actually, I seriously want to read my book, Lovely, Deep, and Dark.
So what is this podcast even about? It's
anything. Okay, so you know how there's like specific genres for podcasting, right?
Yeah.
I just put podcasting because everything on my freaking profile is random.
Okay.
As long as there's no swearing involved, I can post it.
Dang it. Why no swearing?
This is my school account, boy.
Oh.
Exactly.
Why do you post stuff on your school account?
Well, NRT... Yeah, in ELA, we were supposed to do it for, like, assignments and stuff, and I did do those assignments. But then again, after the year ended, it was ours. And we could do anything we wanted with it.
Help me, she's keeping me hostage.
Why would I keep you hostage?
Help.
You are of no use to me.
Boy, that was rude, but she's still keeping me hostage. Help. Send a small fine of $10,000.
$10,000?
That's enough to pay off my debt to her. Please help me.
Boy, what? I wouldn't charge you with $10,000.
She's lying.
How do you know if I'm lying?
I know because you're keeping me hostage.
I'm not keeping you hostage. We're in the library.
See? There's proof that she's trying to torture me.
We're in a goddamn library. A library with books. And we're supposed to be quiet, but, you know.
You see? This is what I mean. We're in a library.
Daniel, if I was actually going to keep you hostage, I would probably do something more lethal than this. Probably.
Yeah, and I'd probably bring a knife.
I'm
that one guy who would actually bring a knife to a gunfight and somehow win.
Just throw the knife at him.
No. I suck at throwing knives. Just... have the knife as a melee weapon, not even a gun. Just bring the knife to a gunfight and somehow win.
Okay. Well then, outside Xbox posted something.
And I also I am also that person who would bring a gun to a knife fight for real.
Why would you bring a gun to a knife fight?
So I can shoot the person easier.
But then again, would you bring a knife to a fist fight? Absolutely.
No, I'd bring a gun to a fist fight.
I'd bring a knife to a fist fight.
I'd bring a katana to a fist fight.
Why would you bring a katana?
Because then I can slice them in half and teach them a lesson.
You're slicing them in half, which means you're killing them.
Correct.
Wow, Daniel.
I actually do own a katana, so...
You shouldn't really say that. I mean... Actually, I can trim that out.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
You cannot stop me from being me.
I'm gonna trim it out, whether you like it or not.
How dare you?
I know. How dare I speak my opinion in such a public place, but yet I do it anyways.
I only put one word down. I really need to get this done.
Yes. Actually, what's the question?
Situational irony is when something happens in a story, but the reader was expecting a different outcome. When does Kurt Vonnegut use situational irony in Harrison Bergeron? Use the race strategy.
When Bergeron and his... Let me give answers!
I already know the answer.
Then put it down. You. Is it the... Are you doing the part where they get shot in the head?
Screw you. Oh, I said that because you guessed correctly. Now I have to restart. I'm just joking.
Boy, no. You only have to restart if someone plagiarizes your work. But then again, they're the one plagiarizing and you're the one that has your original work.
So I will sue them.
No, you just tell somebody and then sue them.
I'd sue them at first and get a small fine of $1 billion.
Okay, the only way...
Alright, bye. 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 Alright, so now this is my podcast. This is now my account. Oh, gosh. Gosh, dang.
No.
Why?
No, wait. Oh, we only have one more minute.
Oh.
How do we spend this one more minute doing this podcast? Singing a song of God's money, bowing around God's money. Wait, I'm saying that, so I'm singing this song so wrong. Getting it wrong don't cost money. Why did we even come here? We could have just done this at home. I can't say that line. It's over, isn't it? It's over, isn't it? It's over, isn't it?